Let's talk a little bit about rectal cancer. What are some of the new emerging clinical research findings in rectal cancer that you think are important in terms of daily patient care?
With rectal cancer, there's been more of a move towards neoadjuvant chemotherapy based on now several trials that have been done primarily in Europe that demonstrated that the administration of chemotherapy and radiotherapy before surgery resulted in actually fewer post and perioperative complications and no difference in overall survival. This is a bit of a disappointment. There was hope that not only could you get decrease in side effects, but you could also get better survival. The survivals are no different. But it also allows downstaging of the tumor. So it would allow a patient who would ordinarily have to have a AP resection and a colostomy placed to possibly get a low anterior resection and no colostomy and a primary anastomosis. So this is very significant for patients. Now, one thing that we're beginning to learn and begin to investigate is the quality of life in patients. Just because we make a primary anastomosis in a rectal cancer patient doesn't mean that they don't have problems with bowel movements. They do. And there have been various advances to try to kind of recreate a larger space to allow more bowel contents and allow recapitulation of the rectum more in those people who have had the rectum removed so that they're not going to the bathroom or not having incontinence. So that's quality of life issues are now coming to the fore. Another issue that's of very high importance is the quality of surgery that's done. Over the past 10 years, we've recognized the importance of doing what's called total mesorectal excision of rectal cancer. Now, for surgeons who have been out of training for more than 10 years, they may have learned and continue to perform surgeries in which there is blunt dissection, basically with the surgeon's hand avulsing the rectum and then doing a dissection from that point. We now know that that goes through a plane in which there are lymph nodes that are contained. The idea of a total mesorectal excision is to avoid that and to get a very complete resection of the layer that contains all the lymph nodes and the rectum intact. And what we've now recognized is that doing surgery in this fashion is associated with a much lower risk for local recurrence and better therapeutic outcomes. And I feel that while individuals, women with breast cancer, are very sophisticated when it comes to knowing what their surgical options are and what questions they should ask the surgeon and whether they should get immediate reconstruction or bilateral mastectomies, we have to educate our patients to be able to ask those same sophisticated questions of individuals who are about to do their rectal cancer surgery. Does a surgeon perform total mesorectal excisions? If they do, what is the quality of that as determined by the pathologist? How many of these operations do they do? How many lymph nodes are going to be studied by the pathologist? Because we also know that only those individuals in whom at least 8 or more lymph nodes are identified and individually read out by the pathologist have had adequate lymph node evaluation to make sure that they're truly stage 2 or stage 3 patients. Sometimes there are inadequate numbers of lymph nodes removed. Other times they're really not reported out by the pathologist. And this could have, and in fact has been shown to have, a clear impact on that individual's risk for being cured of their disease. So I think these are some of the things that have really come to the fore when it comes to rectal cancer. On the other end of the spectrum, whether individuals who have early stage rectal cancer, so-called ultrasound staged T2 tumors with no lymph node involvement apparent on ultrasound, can actually have neoadjuvant therapy with chemotherapy and radiation, and then just a local excision of the tumor, not even requiring a significant rectal surgery, removing the rectum. And this is a question that's being addressed in a clinical trial in the American College of Surgeons Oncology Group. So I think surgical questions, I think the issue of neoadjuvant therapy is now being addressed, and the introduction of some of the new agents in rectal cancer is also being explored.